Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell Reisman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Karen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a very good friend. She's an author and a speaker. She writes for a lot of different publications. The one book that I have that she's written is in front of me. It's called The Naked Truth, about giving great speeches, and she has a number of CDs out, and she also happens to be a cousin of the famous, really smart guy, Albert Einstein. She's a pretty smart lady, too. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be on your program.
It's good to have you back, as always. You're always welcome on the show. Now, you've got a new book coming out on selling, don't you?
It's called The Naked Truth About Selling, 22 in the Raw Communication Skills.
Well, I can't wait to hear about this. Now, why did you use that analogy, the naked truth?
Oh, Jim, maybe we shouldn't say this on the program, but nudity sells.
I was about to say, Karen, is there something that we don't know about you?
One needs to have on their clothes when they're selling.
Right, and or speaking, right?
Exactly. And in fact, I don't even agree with the moniker that you ought to, if you're nervous when you give speeches, you ought to think about everybody in the audience. If they weren't wearing clothes, I don't believe that's a good thing to do.
I tried that once, but the audience I tried it on, it kind of freaked me out, and I lost my train of thought. So no, I try to go away from that idea. So what do we need to know? What is the naked truth about selling?
The first chapter is called Strip Away Self-Sabotaging Behavior. And since it's chapter one in my new book, I thought it would be a great thing to talk about with you this morning. And so let me start by just telling you, there was once this New Yorker magazine cartoon. There are four people that are waiting for their luggage at the baggage claim area in an airport. And the caption at the bottom reads, "Here's the baggage you'll never lose." And these guys are grabbing their respective suitcases, and the suitcases are labeled, "Never forgave my mother for discontinuing ballet classes in second grade." And right. The other one's grabbing one that says, "Hate my child for being just like me." Or the third one's doing, "Jealous of my brother for being more successful." Or how about, "I grew up poor so I can never feel financially secure."
Right.
Each bag somewhat is labeled with these injuries, these injustices, these grudges that we're all carrying around wherever we go.
There's other baggage too, and it's more environmental, more self-experiential, I think, than anything. I'll give you an example, and I think it fits in with what you're talking about. You tell me if it does. If you're selling a product that you particularly would not be able to afford, if somebody comes in and takes an interest in that product, don't say, "Well, that's our expensive model," or don't say, you know, don't act like, you know, you can't believe that somebody would actually pay them kind of money for stuff. I've had that happen to me, Karen.
You're absolutely right, Jim. That is absolutely. But I'm actually, and I want you to finish through, but I think that also has to do with your own baggage from the past. If you feel you can't afford it now, or you probably felt you couldn't afford it when you were growing up.
That's exactly right.
And now you're going to have a harder time selling and representing that product. And probably maybe even, like you say, talk yourself out of it. But tell me your story.
Well, no, that's it. It was just that I've seen this happen more than once, where the person would say, "Oh yes, those are our most expensive tires. Those are our high dollar tires," and it immediately, you know, puts in my head, "Well, am I paying too much?" And as a salesman myself, when I used to be, you know, waiting on customers like that years and years ago, I should have had that baggage like them. My attitude was this: you know what? If I sell a bunch of these, I'll be able to afford some.
Right.
And so that's basically it. It's just other kinds of baggage that we have that seeps into the way we sell, doesn't it?
When I was writing this chapter, I was reminded of something that happened to me. In high school, I became sweetheart of this very neat organization, and this other girl did not. And for about 20 years, I'd run into her in my adult life, and she would introduce me to her daughter. She'd go, oh, Mary, this is Mrs. Reisman. She won sweetheart, and I didn't. And so she was like a bag that she
And
was
she wasn't to, making a joke out of it. She was...
No, well, she was trying. She thought she was being funny.
Right.
But I began to realize that this really wonderful, wonderful woman who didn't win sweetheart to a group of 35 teenage boys who had pimples didn't pick her. They picked me. But for 20 years, she was going around remembering this. And I felt she was like, we all have these black rolling bags. I travel quite a bit. You travel a bit.
Right.
Everybody that's listening travels.
We all have
these rolling bags that were wheeling around. And I'm going, this is something in her rolling bag that I'm sorry that she keeps remembering this. So finally, one day I said, I don't want to hear you. You say you're joking, but truest things are said in jest. I don't want to hear you saying this anymore because you really are a winner. You're a winner in life.
What did she say?
She listened. And she changed.
She probably didn't realize how much she was saying it, did she?
She did not.
And
every time I ran into her, she was mentioning this. And I mean, this is years and years and years later. And I was just very happy for her to stop doing that. But then I began to think, well, what about my own rolling bags? What about my stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I wanted to be my high school valedictorian, and I did graduate first in my class, but I didn't get the honor because I had a B. You're not going to believe this. A B in home economics due to lumpy peaked blueberry muffins that were leaning to the left. And so it was something that did plague me for a long time.
Well, obviously, you're still, this is some baggage you have, Karen. You're still talking about it. This isn't the first time I've heard you tell that story, Karen.
So there you go. So
Karen, I don't want you to ever say this again. I want you to get over that blueberry pie.
So trying to be perfect would be a bag that I would say, okay, that's on my page. And so what can I do now? How is that stopping me from gaining my goals going forward? And I want our listeners to think about that, too. What are the things going on in your lives that you think is from some of this stuff from your past?
Mm-hmm. And it could be holding you back in a lot of different ways, couldn't it? Getting a job, getting a promotion, getting a next customer, borrowing money from a bank for your business, starting your business, or being a sweetheart of some organization, right, Karen?
Way back when.
Karen Cortell Reisman, she and I will be right back after these messages, hopefully with a little less baggage. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm not on the road yet, but I will be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio, broadcasting live with the American Chamber of Commerce executives. Looking forward, Cleveland, to coming to see you. We're going to spend a little time up there and visit around and do a little work, and looking forward to that. Cleveland is really making a lot of progress over the last several years. It's become a very beautiful city. They had a few hard times back in the earlier part of the last century, but Cleveland's doing good right now, and I'm glad to see that. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest. She's been to Cleveland a time or two. Karen, give us your website, please, and tell us how we can find all of your stuff.
Thanks, Jim. The name of my business is Speak For Yourself, and that's the name of the website, speakforyourself.com. And I'd be honored for all of you guys to come to my website. Not only do I sell these learning tools and my products and my books, but I also have some great articles that I've written over time. And plus, my conversations with Jim, with you, are on my website. So that would be just so neat to have you come visit.
Check it out, folks. Speakforyourself.com. Karen's the best. Karen, we're talking about what you've learned about the baggage that we have, which we all have. We're never going to all get away, get rid of our baggage. The key and the things that you're trying to help us with is how to recognize the baggage we have and make sure it's not holding us back.
Exactly. One more example. I was doing some consulting in Minnesota, actually, and this gentleman came up to me and said, how do I tell my patients that I'm moving my medical practice to a different location? And I was a bit puzzled by the request. I thought, well, maybe I didn't want to sound simplistic, but I said, well, send them a nice card or letter telling them
that sounds pretty
address.
Easy to me.
I thought, this is why is he asking me this question? Mm-hmm. And then he said, well, I'm concerned with the opulence issue. I don't want them to say, well, Dr. Smith, I bet all the work that, you know, all of the stuff in my body is paying for this new fancy reception
right.
area.
Right.
And I said, well, does it look like a palace, your new thing and your new office? He goes, no, it doesn't. I said, and I realized, and he was really troubled. I said, I took him aside. I didn't want to embarrass him in front of other people. I just said, Dr. Smith, did you kind of feel poor growing up? And he said, well, yeah, I did. And we didn't have a lot of money. I was one of eight children. Life was a struggle. And my parents always negated people who had a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's getting in the way right now mm-hmm. of you feeling comfortable having a lovely office. Yes, if you had gold embossed ceilings, I'm going to be concerned that I'm paying for that
right.
with my medical issues, but you shouldn't be. So that's another example of what can happen. But what I'd love for our listeners to do is perhaps draw a few suitcases on a clean sheet of paper, and you don't have to be an artist, but write down some of the pieces of baggage that you have, some of the stuff from your past.
Can we do this ourselves, or we need some help with this?
No, you can do it yourself. You
don't
need to hire anybody. You can just sit there and think, what am I carrying around? And you can actually say, what's the baggage I might never lose? How can mm-hmm. I turn this baggage into something that's meaningful to you, funny to others, or helpful to someone else in pain?
I mean, or at least minimize it.
Right. How can I take it and maybe laugh about it? Turn the bags around and go, okay, it's funny about those stupid blueberry muffins.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That's hilarious.
Right.
And, in fact, the reason you know about it is because I use it in my introduction.
Right.
I always tell people, you know.
Absolutely.
I wasn't valedictorian, but I haven't stopped speaking.
So you're saying maybe even have some fun with our baggage.
Right. Take it. And don't just go, oh, darn, I can't get rid of it and get really mad at yourself. Go,
mm-hmm.
well, okay, embrace the bags. I've been carrying them around long enough. What's in it that I can use? What's in it that I can laugh about? What is it? What's in those bags that I can turn around and commiserate with somebody else about?
And also, I think maybe what you've told us today, Karen, is how much of our baggage that we may not see but is very, very evident to others.
That's exactly right. The perceptions that I have, that's right. My self-perception might be very different than perhaps you perceive something, and it would be good if I had the same link. But all in all, what I like to do with you on these shows is not just talk about the ABCs of how to communicate for success, but some of this more subtle layers that can be good for us and also set us back.
But what would be wrong, Karen, if you have someone that my friend Noah, I've lost his name, says he calls loving mirrors, people that we work with, people we know very well, Noah St. John's his name, who we could say to them, look, I've got baggage, you've got baggage. As we observe each other in the marketplaces, we work together. Let's agree to very lovingly point out what might be getting in our way. Is that okay?
That is okay, but pick that person carefully.
Yeah, loving mirrors. It has to be somebody.
Share it over a couple of beers.
Right.
Sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes we pay for advice we don't heed.
Right.
So be very careful about giving out that advice. But if you've asked for it, absolutely, I think it's great.
Yeah. Karen, give us the website again, please.
SpeakForYourself.com.
The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches. When's the new book coming out on selling?
Probably in the next few months. I'm
okay.
Real excited about it. I'm in the editing process now, and it'll be published soon.
And you're going to launch it on this show, right?
I bet I will.
You got
I'd
a deal.
Happy to.
Thank you, Karen. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
You got it.
Karen Cortell Reiserman, ladies and gentlemen, speakforyourself.com. I encourage you to check out her website. It's a good one. Got to go for just a few minutes. We're going to be right back after this next break with our good friend Bill Brandt. He and I are going to talk about business and maybe a little politics. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.